In Leviticus 25 is where Moses wrote out what God told him about this 50th year. To proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof. They were set free from any kind of bondage that they had been placed into, any servitude. They got their properties back if they had lost it through bad management or whatever. If they had had to sell their children into servitude, they got their children or their family back together. It was a year of Jubilee. All of the debts were forgiven. Everything was restored back to its proper order. And they called that Jubilee after the name Jubal, which actually is the sound of the trumpet. When the sound of the trumpet went on, the celebration would begin because of the restoration that took place. Now, that's what Jesus was referencing in Nazareth. In fact, it says it was his custom to go about, and on the Sabbath in the synagogues, he would stand up to read, take the text in Isaiah 61, and he would read that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach glad tidings to the poor, okay? Proclaim liberty. In Acts 10:48, that's what Peter said Jesus was about. He went about doing good, delivering, healing all that were oppressed or tyrannized by the enemy, for God was with him. That's the picture that we have of Jesus. That's the picture that we have of this Jubilee. That's the picture that in this very brief overview, we see step by step over 300 years in establishing what became the United States of America and as a nation from the beginning. In fact, one statement I remember, I think it's like 1862, Supreme Court Justice David Brewer, in a majority decision, wrote out, "We are a Christian nation." Okay, that was 1862. They knew where they came from. They knew why they came here. And the agreement was for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. And the problem that we have in our country is not all the people that come against it, because the devil always does that. You think about all of the things that have gone on in our country that aren't right. All of the things where people were being oppressed. All of the things we've had to go through, remember, in order to form a more perfect union. We have continued to try to perfect that union now for 250 years. It's a lot better now in most ways than it was. But the people who drop the ball aren't those people who are against it, who are against God, who hate. Say hate. They hate. They don't even know why. I do. Because that's what the enemy does. It's a shame that people made in the image of God, who his image and likeness, who can be restored to God in every way, hate without even understanding the Spirit and where it comes from. In all of the stuff that's going on, it's the church. Because we quit standing up. We quit talking. We allowed the intimidation and the pressure little by little by little by little to kind of push things out of the way. And I won't get on the soapbox. One of the main things is education. One of the reasons we started Jubilee Academy was a part of the founding of this ministry in 1989, because we understand how important education is, not indoctrination, and how you need to know the truth, and how, you know, it's always amazing to me that men and women of faith strong believers are willing to spend tens of thousands of dollars to send their children to higher education institutions that totally corrupt everything they've been brought up with. And then they get their kids back and wonder what happened. Here's your son. Okay? I don't apologize for that because it's true. And what's happening in our country right now is, it's troublesome. My heart goes out, as they say, to all of the children, especially that have gotten caught in it. But people are waking up and realizing these things. They realize that what they're getting is not an education, it's social engineering. And they also realize that they come out with a degree that possibly they may be tens and tens of thousands of dollars in debt for, and they can't get a job because they bought a lie that was told by people who had two things on their mind, money and power. They wanted to reform what people thought, and they wanted to get paid excessively well for doing it. And it's worked for a long time, but it's fallen apart. We're still forming a more perfect union. As a people, we're still forming a more perfect union. So I'm not saying that what Jesus said to the Jews in the temple that day, that I'm going to take the kingdom from you and give it to another. We know he took the kingdom from them, okay? And to another, you can let your mind wander through that, ask God to tell you, look around the world and see what other, quote, nations have been formed, predicated on the idea of God, of Jesus Christ as being Lord of all things, and see what you come up with. So even then, I'm not saying that that's what it is, but I'm not saying it's not either. You understand what I'm saying? This is our heritage. And the idea of proclaiming liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants, that was the whole thing of Jubilee. That's what Jesus came to preach, to deliver all of those under the authority of the enemy. And not just like in the Jubilee of the Old Covenant, where you got your property back or your lands back or your family back. In Christ Jesus, you get life, and life more abundantly. It extends to health as well as wealth. God gave you the power to get wealth. He has given you health. He has restored you to himself. You can actually be born, just like we began with, as a child of God, actually born of the seed of the Word of God. Wow. How awesome is that? And fortunately, by grace, God's overwhelming grace, this still goes on very much in our country now. Don't let the voices that try to suppress it, much less, or the ones who lie against it, deceive you. We are a silent, mostly silent majority, but nonetheless, we are an excessive majority, and increasingly not so silent, because a lot of it's not just, quote, church anymore, it's people's lives. It's people's everyday lives as they interact. As they receive the Word of God, they live the Word of God, and that affects the lives of all the people around them, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, not just Sunday. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you for your people. I thank you for this country. I thank you that you are showing us not only not to be ashamed, but to be grateful and thankful for what you've accomplished over the last 250 years here. Thank you, Jesus.